Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
It is Wednesday, August 6th here from Richmond, Virginia, as the Patriots and Redskins are just now wrapping up their third day of joint practices here at the Bonsicle Training Center in urban Richmond. Andy Hart here for another Patriots Training Camp podcast, live from about, 30 feet from the practice field. Patriots and Redskins are in shells and shorts in what probably could be best described as a glorified walkthrough Wednesday morning as they get ready for Thursday night's preseason opener between the two teams. And I will go over some quick attendance, and unlike when Eric does it, it will actually be quick. Those players not seen on the practice field today: Aaron Dobson, Jamea Thomas, Tyler Gaffney, Brandon Bolden, we'll get to him in a minute, DJ Williams, the other number 45, Cameron Gordon, Michael Manawanui, Jagarrad Davis, Braxton Cave, not Braxton Cave, the rookie Brian Stork. Braxton Cave has been getting reps in his place, Chris Martin, still on NFI, Dominic Easley, still on NFI, Jeremy Gallen, Rob Ninkovich, who obviously did not make the trip down here to Richmond, and one of the new additions, Silver Selinga, who yesterday appeared to suffer some sort of wrist or hand injury, was seen in a hard cast after practice and is not out here today in any fashion. So that'll certainly be an injury to keep an eye on moving forward in the preseason, because we all know he's a guy that came on late last year in the middle of the defensive line, became sort of the go-to run stuffer, and had been getting decent reps to open camp here and was certainly in the mix on that defensive line rotation, but he got banged up yesterday. And the other new addition was DJ Williams, the tight end. Looked like he got rolled up on. He is out here watching practice, walking around, but not taking part on any level. And that'll be one of the spots to actually keep an eye on tomorrow night at the game, because you don't have a lot of tight ends. Right now, Justin Jones getting a ton of reps with the first and the second unit. Asa Watson getting reps with the first and second unit. And we'll probably see some James Devlin to take some reps with the second unit. I'm just getting notified by my producer. I may have misspoken. Apparently it's Rob Gronkowski who's not out here. Rob Ninkovich is, as Christian Fourier looks on dubiously from our little tent here, practice field side. Other than that, the main story here today, I think, is going to be Ryan Mallett. He is going to speak with the media shortly after practice, and you will probably see a good three quarters at least, or somewhere in that range, of Ryan Mallett in the preseason opener. Sort of to decide where his career is going right now. Is he the starter in waiting that Mike Mayock believes him to be and said on the NFL Network, or is he sort of playing out his career here in New England and with an uncertain future? Jimmy Garoppolo may get some reps. He's obviously struggled throughout training camp, including these 3 days of practices down here with the Redskins. Aside from that, no major other issues to talk about. We had guys yesterday that appeared to get a little bit worn down in the heat. Danny Amendola, who rolled into the crowd at one point, he's out here full go today. Julian Edelman, who looked like he got a little woozy at one point, he's out here full go. Darrell Revis out here taking part fully. And if you read the Patriots.com blog observations, a little side tip on Darrell Revis: likes to wear soccer cleats on the football field. Don't see that too often from football players other than kickers, but Darrell Revis believes in soccer cleats. Other than that, I think that's going to wrap this up from the practice field and training facilities here in Richmond. The Patriots are wrapping up the walkthrough, glorified walkthrough, as they like to say, with the Washington Redskins, and they will get on a bus today and head over to the D.C. area, a little closer to the stadium in Maryland, in preparation of tomorrow night's preseason opener, where we'll see a little bit of Tom Brady, a lot of Ryan Mallett, and a whole lot of other bodies as we finally get some padded competitive action on the preseason field. For Paul Perillo, who's taking notes out on the practice field, and Eric Scalavino, who is doing whatever Eric Scalavino does, I'm Andy Hart, live from the Boyne Secours Training Center here in Richmond. Until game time tomorrow, don't forget, we have the Patriots pregame social, 5:15, patriots.com. Paul Perillo, myself, Mark Bertrand, will get you ready for the preseason opener, and we will break down all the angles of the ever-exciting first preseason game. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.